quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. I'm Sunshine Rains. I go by the handle My Reflection. And if you're listening to this, then you're a reflection of me. I'm a reflection of you. And we're all a reflection of we. So it's November the 1st. And I really just wanted to read the energy that this month is bringing. I pulled a few cards from a couple of different decks. And we're just going to get into it. We're not going to make this too lengthy. You can listen to this as a reminder throughout this month of November. To just remind us of what we need to tap into, who we need to be, and how we need to show up this month. So the first card that I pulled was from the Divine Feminine Oracle deck. And I asked, what energy do we need to embody this month? What do we really need to step into? And Saraswati came up, the goddess of self-knowledge. It says, the essence of who I am flows effortlessly into everything I create. So I feel like even just this past year, like since January, there's been so many things that we've learned and that we've become to understand about not only ourselves, but about the world around us, the people around us. And this knowledge that we have, we're going to be able to use this knowledge. It's kind of like we went to college, right? When you go to college, you learn all these things, you take all these tests, and then you're able to get a job in your field and you're able to do that thing that you're able to use that knowledge and apply those things that you learned every day, and you're able to use it for the greater good. You're able to use it to help people. You're able to really serve your purpose. So I feel like we're really able to serve our purpose now, and I'm just so excited and to step into this energy. So we really need to embody the energy of serving our purpose with everything that we've learned, using all of our knowledge. And we're in the field now, you know, like we were doing field training, but now we're actually here. Now we get to be everything that we've been working on. Now we get to experience what it feels like. You know how you have that training period if you start a new job? Like, we're out of that training period. I'm trying to find her in the book that comes with the deck so I can see what it's saying about her. But we're here now. Like, we really need to embrace the energy of self-knowledge, knowing ourselves, having that self-concept. Nothing impedes the flow of creativity from the soul, and allowing that to transpire in our creative endeavors. And Saraswati means essence of oneself. It translates as the one who leads to the essence of self-knowledge. I think I read this before. Students appeal to her for assistance on exams, and writers and artists pray to her to remove all the obstacles that keep them from being a clear conduit for the creativity that wants to come through them. You're going to be able to help so many people by doing what you do. You're going to be able to be a light, and the things that you've learned about yourself and the world and how to navigate and how to be and how to change your mind and your mindset and your subconscious, like you're going to see how many people you really help this month. Okay? She's the goddess of music, the arts, and learning because of her association with waters that heal and purify. There's just so many things that you've learned, okay? It says, when we are aligned with the essence of who we are, then what needs to be communicated through us, whether with words or music or art flow, work or flow, well, our artwork can flow. The truth is that self-awareness is the key to unlocking our creative flow. We might not have known who we were. We might not have known our true power. And I was just talking about this. I was on another podcast earlier today. Having that self-concept and being self-aware of yourself. You know? Our art should not be judged on popularity, but on its power to transform us. Yes, you're going to inspire so many people. The essence of who I am flows effortlessly into everything I create. There's going to be so many divine creations coming through this month. There's going to be so many things Now that you do what you love, and that's a lot of things. That's one of the things that we've been talking about lately. Just doing what you love every day, knowing who you are. It's gonna be so many beautiful things. The second card that I pulled was Life Supports Me. And what did I ask when this card comes up? What do we need to hear right now? What words do we need to know right now? What do we need to like flow with? Life supports me. Life created me to be fulfilled. I trust life, and life is always there at every turn. I am safe. And this goes hands in hands with that self-knowledge. Like, now that you know yourself, now that you know who you are, and you know all these things about life and how to navigate life, you know that life is there for you. You know that everything is coming for you. It has came for you. You know what I'm saying? You know that everything that you experience and everything that you will experience is meant for you to experience. It's here for a reason. And it's this picture of a leaf on the card, and it's like blowing in the wind. And it's like, it's a really windy day, actually. It's blowing outside today, actually. And it's just like, life is blowing you in the direction that you need to be in. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like a treacherous blow. It's not like a storm. A stormy blow. It's a beautiful, gentle blow in the right direction. Like, life got you. And when I pulled this card initially, the word trust fall came out. Like, you have to trust. We've gotten to that. You know, we worked on our trust with the universe and with ourselves, and we've allowed ourselves to allow everything to happen and know that everything is happening for us. Know everything is happening for a reason. And even though we may not see that reason while it's happening, we know that it's happening. Okay? Life created me to be fulfilled. We are literally here for a reason. There's nothing that can go wrong, even if it feels wrong, even if it doesn't go according to your plan. There's a bigger plan in place for each and every one of us, you know? There's so much more to life than what we believe there to be, or what we know there to be. Not even believe, but what we know. Life got you, and I feel like it's about to show you that. It's really about to show you how much that it's got you now that I've seen somebody surfing in the crowd. Like, you know, you're on stage, you're performing, you're doing good. The crowd's energy is good. Everybody loves what you're giving out. And then you just fall into the crowd. At first, you may be a little hesitant. It's your first time crowd surfing. You don't know if people are going to catch you. But that feeling, I can only imagine. Maybe one day I'll experience it. That feeling of the crowd beneath you just holding you up, you moving through the crowd, you feeling the energy, like that's what life's got you right now. Like, and you know how lit you gotta be, how good the energy gotta be for you to decide to just dive into the crowd. Like, you really have to be, that energy has to be good. You can't just be and then dive into the crowd and expect the crowd to be like, "Ooh!" No, the life has to be feeling you just as much as you're feeling life. And it does. Like, you love your life. Life loves you. You support yourself. Life supports you. It's an even energy exchange. So life is going to carry you through this perfectly, beautifully. And I'm just so excited for everything that's going to come, because you're really going to see how hard life goes for you. Not like that, but like, it's rooting for you. It's rooting for you. The next two cards came from the Hip Hop Queens Oracle deck. And I asked, what do we really need to focus on? What do we need to fine tune? What do we need to zoom in on? What do we need to make sure that we, what areas do we need to make sure that we show up in? The first card that came up was voice. And you know, your voice is very powerful, especially the words that you say, the spells that you cast, the thoughts that you think. Really use your voice. Really listen to your inner voice. Also, I'm hearing that. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to your intuition. Your intuition will always send you where you need to go. Trust yourself, because life supports you once again. But we really need to turn up the volume of our voice a little bit. You know, calm down the inner noise. I feel like I was hearing something about this or something. Noise. It was a poem I was reading, as a matter of fact, earlier. It'll be on my TikTok at some point. But it was saying I had to turn down the noise because it was getting too loud. turning down that noise, the noise of just any nonsense, any foolishness, any negativity, anything that is contributing to who you are or where you want to go, turning that down and turning up your inner voice. You know, and the good inner voice in you. Not the voice that's filled with doubt, but the voice that will cheer you on, the voice that is going to get you to everywhere you need to go, you know? So I'm proud of you. I really want you to know that right now. I'm super proud of you for finding your voice, first of all, because it was buried for a minute, you know? It was buried for a minute. The second card that came up with the Hip Hop Queen Oracle deck, what we need to fine tune and what we need to focus on is respect. Respect. Respecting. What's up with this respect card? Respecting that inner voice. Respecting everything you do. Respecting yourself. And Queen Latifah's on here. So it's giving me, she has this queen kind of like tribal clothing on and this like crown looking thing. So it's like showing up and presenting yourself with all the respect that you do give yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like embodying that queen energy. Tune into how you show up for yourself, what you allow, who you allow around you, who you allow in your space, how you allow your inner voice to talk to you. Carry yourself with that queen, with that royal energy. Okay? The self-respect that you've gained, the self-respect that you've built is tremendous. And now is really the time to focus on that and remember that and carry that with you at all times. When you walk into these new rooms, when you meet these new people, when you are in these new situations, baby, it's all about respect. Command the respect that you deserve. And now that you've given that respect to yourself, make sure you continue to give that respect to yourself. Don't tune down your self-respect for anything. Because as long as you know and you carry that self-respect and you have a minimum that people have to reach, you treat yourself a certain respect, people have no choice but to come. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. You support life. Life supports you. You respect yourself. Life respects you. Life will respect your wishes and your commands and who you are. Look, I'm looking out the window. Something told me to look out the window. It's an orange cat walking by. Let me see. Respect and don't what was I gonna say? Even the way you dress, really, really, really get into that. Really get into the way that you dress, the clothes that you wear. Even if you haven't been shopping in 30 months, put your best foot forward everywhere you go. Look, the orange cat energy is strong and inspirational leaders. Yes, you know, okay, boom. I needed to make that connection. Thank you, little Tabby out there. But that queen energy allowing you to be a leader. People will respect you for what you know, for who you are. And the people will gravitate towards you, especially the people that you're meant to inspire, the people that you're meant to lead. The orange cat symbolizes an optimistic will to lead the world to change for the good of humanity and, of course, yourself. You know what I'm saying? You are going to be able to show so many people what it is and what it ain't. As the intro to this podcast says, take that leadership role. Step into that leadership role for real. You know, this was what we need to lean into. Lean into that leadership role. Don't be afraid to use your voice to lead. And when you speak with confidence. Because you have all this knowledge. You know, the Saraswati, the goddess of self-knowledge. Don't shy away from owning what you know. You have enough experience to speak on these things that you know. You have enough experience to teach people. You have enough experience to transform lives. So step into that leadership role. In the last five cards that came out, I just asked for any miscellaneous, any extra messages that we need to hear. We got the Five of Cups that came up first. And it's like, it's a guy kneeling. And it's like three cups on the ground. He has a staff on the ground. And two cups are on this pedestal that he's holding. And he's like praying over it. And it's like, it's giving me like, okay, with the three cups on the ground, he only needs two. So he doesn't even have the majority of the cups. But it's like, you've done so much with so little. You know what I'm saying? You realize you don't need all these extra things and all these things outside of you to get the job done. And it's such a beautiful thing to realize how much you've done. Like, really take a look back on how much you've done with what little you've had. Look how far you've come with only a little bit. Now, just imagine, baby, what you're going to do and what you're going to be able to do when them other three cups are there with you. When those other three cups are full, when you have something to put in those other three cups. Now that you have an overflow, just imagine. So, congratulations to you for accomplishing so much with so little. And being happy with that. You know what I'm saying? For staying positive. I was just talking to my mom earlier today, matter of fact. And I was telling her about this thing that I have going on. This huge, huge thing that I have going on. And she was like, you really did so much without so much for so long. Like, and it's like, most people would have gave up by now, but you didn't. You know what I'm saying? You didn't give up. You gave what God, with the creator, you worked with that because you believed in yourself. You worked on yourself. And now you are receiving everything, baby. It's like you were in that testing period we was talking about for so long. Just to make sure that you are true to who you are and you are true to this. And when you really start receiving all of the abundance and all of the gifts, because if you get it too soon, it's kind of like, I'm hearing the word lackluster. So let me look up the actual definition of lackluster. Lacking in vitality, force, or conviction, uninspired or uninspiring, right? If you would have received everything that you're receiving now and that you were about to receive way in the beginning, it's like, would you have the same conviction? Would you be the same force? Would you have the same self-knowledge of yourself? Would you have the same power? Would you be able to appreciate the things that are coming or the things that you do now have? Had you got them in the beginning? Had you gotten them easy? Would you have learned as much? Would you have studied as hard? Would you have participated? Would you have kept up the same work ethic? And it's like, now that you have this work ethic, you will be able to keep it up because you've come to this level. You know what I'm saying? You've reached this milestone. You've gained all these skills. You've pumped up these muscles within you. And it's like, there's no way that you can do anything half booty. There's no way. And it's just so beautiful. Like, it just feels so good and so inspiring to know how far that you've come, you know? Something about the smoke. It's some smoke in the background. SOS, please, someone help me. It's not healthy for me to feel this way. SOS, something about SOS. I'm seeing a little fire on like a beach or something, you know, when they be trying to track down something. It's like, okay, boom. It's like, that's where you started, right? You were stranded or whatever. Struck a fire. Try to find some help. Try to get somebody to help you. Nobody came to help. So you like, boom. Okay, bet. I'm not going to sit here and wait. I'm not going to sit here and pout and cry. I'm about to come figure out what I need to do. So you walk that journey. You figured out how to hunt. You figured out new skills. You figured out how to survive. You know, you kept yourself warm. You kept yourself up. And it's like, you come so far because the smoke in the picture is so far behind. It's so far behind him. Like, you can tell he's so far away from the journey. So it's like, you went on this journey because you had to, because you decided that you wanted more. Now, if somebody had to come as soon as you had that smoke, what would you have learned? What would you have gained? What strength would you have acquired? You know what I'm saying? What strength would you have acquired? You wouldn't have acquired the same things that you have now. You wouldn't be who you are now. And that is so powerful. Next card is the Hermit. Just a man walking alone with a staff and a little torch. And there's like a wolf or a dog in the background in front of the moon. And it's like going back to the Five of Cups with that journey that you took from that smoke. Like, you took the flames. You decided to take those flames and move with it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't allow, you didn't sit and wait for something to come to you. And although it took you some time of doing it by yourself, of figuring things out by yourself, you did it. You've gotten so far. You've gotten so far. And next is the Four of Cups. And now he has three cups on the plate, one cup in his hand. And it's like you're just continuously gaining. You're continuously pouring into yourself. You're continuously growing. And it's so beautiful. Like, I truly love this for you. I truly do. And he's sitting under there's like no trees in sight. He's sitting under a shaded area. Like, you are so taken care of. And still, even with the little that you've been given in a way, you're making the most out of it. You have everything you need. And he has some kind of stick in his hand. And it's giving me the vibes of a magician's wand. You know, what's the vibe I'm getting? Like, I've got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. You've been able to transform so much with so little. You've been able to perform magic. And people are like, how did you even do that? How did you even get to where you got? Maybe a magician never reveals their secret. But I can give you a couple tips and tricks. Next card is the Two of Coins, and it's upside down. And, you know, he's juggling two coins. And there's like a crazy looking ocean in the background with some crazy waves. Oh, excuse me, confirmation bird. And it's like, since it's upside down, it's giving me the energy of you're no longer in the place where you have to juggle your finances. You're no longer in the place where you have to figure out or be in a lack state or worry. Baby, when I tell you, are you ready for your blessings? Are you ready for your miracles? Everything is here for you, baby. It's no more rough waters. It's no more treacherous towers and journeys. It's everything is here, baby. Everything is right here. And like, even though you still may be juggling, but you're juggling with skill now. You know what I'm saying? You still have to do things wisely. You still have to, you're still on this journey. You still have things to learn. You still have things to gain. But it's different. It's different. And the last card that came up was the Ten of Cups. Now, I realize we had three cups cards, 5, 4, and 10. And this card has two people on it with two staffs wrapping around this pole with a podium. And the 10 cups all stacked up. Okay, and it's giving me, you know that little cup game where you gotta like, the cups all in one stack and you gotta unstack them, stack them up in the tower and then stack them back up and then see how much time it took. That's the energy that it's giving me. And community is coming out for some reason too, because now that you've built so much on your own and you've become self-aware, that Saraswati card, once again, you have that self-knowledge, that Queen Latifah respect card, you know yourself, you carry that energy of a queen, of a leader. You're able to connect with the people. You've been building community and working on your relationships and focusing on things. And one person even has a sword and the other person has a bow and arrow. Like, no longer are you doing this by yourself, and you're going to be able to connect with the people that's around you, and you're going to be able to build so many more things. So pay attention to these relationships that are coming in, these connections. Just, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you, love. I'm so freaking excited for you and everything that you have, everything that you are, everything that you've stepped into. This month is beautiful. We made it. We made it, baby. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad for you. I'm so happy. I want to do some affirmations for this month. I'll probably do that in a separate episode. But yeah. Make sure you check out the Sunroom for more readings throughout this month, for more personal and in-depth readings, for more poems, for journal entries and tips and tricks, and just coming along with me on my personal manifestation journeys, and just more a deeper look into my mind and the things that come to me and the messages. And it's a great way to support me and what I'm doing and exchange energy with me. So make sure you check that out. I'll link that in the description. I love you so much, and I'll call you back.